Welcome back to Farm Talk. We are on the road today. We're up at the Alaris Center. Hard to believe, but it is definitely chilly up here. We are struggling through, I guess, in the final minutes, final maybe half hour here of the show. And it's the International Sugar Beet Dry Bean Expo. We had a lot of fun. This is the first time that the two entities have gotten together for the Sugar Beet Institute. They have always had theirs in March. And maybe they want to think about doing it back in March again since it was so cold. But we have, like, the super trooper bean person of the world, the world's best spokesperson. I'm just putting it out there, Chelsea.
Super trooper of beans. Super
trooper
exciting.
Like of beans. Chelsea Denninger. You could even have your own theme song. Chelsea Denninger. So I met you probably, about 3 or 4 years ago at the Dry Bean Day, basically, at the Holiday Inn in Fargo. You're young. You're still young. Were you still in college when I met you?
I think I was wrapping up my PhD then. Yeah, I think I was still in school.
Mid-20s, somewhere around there?
So I'm actually in my mid-30s.
Are you really?
I am.
Boy,
the beans keep beans me looking
great.
Beans
have kept you young. Reason 444 that she's got for you to eat beans. But I had never met, I like beans. My kids, I got three boys, they're mixed on beans. Like, some don't like it in their chili, some do like it in their chili. It's this age-old argument.
It's a divisive topic. There's only one right answer, and it's to have beans, but your main's divisive.
Yeah, I totally get it. So sometimes they just want to shake their face at, or fist at you. But anyway, shake their face at you. Can tell the flu drugs or the drugs are kicking in here. Chelsea. So anyway, but in talking to you back then, you were putting out videos, you were doing recipes, you were traveling all around the U.S., and you were basically talking every day about beans. And I'm like, holy cats, that's a lot. And what are you doing today? I mean, literally, unfortunately, we've been going from one interview to another, so I didn't get a chance to kind of debrief you, but what's life today?
Life is fantastic. It is still very bean-centric. It is still my life. You can't see me because this is radio, but I am in pretty much bean socks. I have a bean scrunchie, a bean scarf, a bean shirt covered up by a bean sweater because there is risk of exploding trees today. It's so cold.
Oh,
so I
good
figured,
Lord. You're into the whole You might have been watching the local news last night.
No, people sent me an image and I was like, this is a joke, but it's not apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be the forum or somebody or India. Oh, no, it was NDSU. Somebody put out, I guess when it gets this cold, like 30, 40 below, that a tree can explode.
So that's something to look forward to. And it's why I love to come here in January, you know. But no, I do. I still travel a lot domestically. I spend a lot of time with growers, with different organizations, with companies, really encouraging folks why it's so wonderful to eat beans. And I travel a fair amount internationally for beans as well.
But you're incredibly smart because you found a niche. And doing what you love. So how did you get started with this bean love? I mean, what was the first thing like, you know what, I think I'm going to make this my life?
Are you telling me not everybody thinks that?
No, no.
Well, after this, hopefully they will. Yeah, so I actually, people ask me a lot. They say, oh, you know, did you grow up eating a ton of beans? And they assume that I did.
Yeah.
No, I didn't actually. My parents didn't feed us that many beans just because it wasn't really a thing. It's not because they didn't like them. But I got into grad school. I got into my PhD program. I was focusing on nutrition, but I really wanted to do food systems type approach. I wanted to spend time with growers. I wanted to work across the food system. And somebody came into our department, a grad seminar, and they talked about how incredible beans and other pulses, you know, chickpeas, lentils, all that are. And I was like, okay, this is perfect nutritionally. What else is there? And it turns out there's everything. Okay. Beans are so beneficial for, you know, they're important in crop rotation. I could go on, but yeah, so many ways to eat them. They're delicious. Yeah. Perfect food.
So are you still based in Colorado?
I am.
Okay.
Yes, Northern Colorado.
And married, if my memory is right?
Yep.
And still living life? And
living life. We eat a lot of beans.
My
family, who didn't used to eat a lot of beans, now eats a lot of beans.
Well, you know, whatever pays the...
Well, my parents, too. My parents, my extended family, they'll send me photos of proof that they're eating beans. So, you know.
Do you ever end up with more merchandise, though, from the bean world? You're like, okay, I get it, guys. I know I like beans.
No,
but
there's no such thing as too much bean merch.
Too much. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Despite the doubting look in your eyes, no, there's not.
I wanted to ask you about your website, too. That's another thing. At one time, it's been a little bit since I've been up there, and I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get my buns back up there or my beans. But what is the website?
So it's a legume a day because nothing against apples, but wanted to go with legumes. And it's focused on pulses. So on beans, really on lot of beans, chickpeas, lentils, some dry peas. That's what we do.
So are you still doing recipes and videos and all that kind of fun
stuff
up there?
I do, yeah. Do a good mix of recipes and try to keep them pretty simple, right? We all like to have something that we can prepare easily. And I also share videos of kind of updates from the field. Sometimes my grower friends don't always want to be on camera, and that's fine. So I'll share updates from their field and kind of give a little sneak peek there. And also traveling the world. So I've done some videos from Japan, Mexico, sharing how different countries eat beans.
So Asia is a big bean country, is it not?
There are a lot of countries in Asia who, or a lot of them do eat beans, but they eat them in very different ways, and it depends on countries. So, for instance, I lived in South Korea for a few years, and beans are often used in dessert applications. So there are lots of really fantastic bean desserts.
Well, obviously, by the looks of me, it looks like I need to be eating more beans because you look very healthy. You're very slender. You do look like you're 10 years younger.
I don't know about that.
I'm heaping on the compliments here.
Yeah, keep them coming. No,
it's true. But
I eat beans multiple times a day, every day.
Okay.
I had them for breakfast already. Every day starts with beans for breakfast.
I'm just traveling. And you know what? Here's the weird thing about it. And I think with most people, when they get to like a product like beans or whatever it happens to be, I think they really like them. They just don't think about it to pick them up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or think about recipes like, oh, I should have included that, but I don't have it. Or, you know, I think there'd probably be more bean consumption if we kind of just more planned it. So how do we do that? You literally just have to kind of plan it out. And
yeah, I think if it becomes more of a habit, one of the great tips that it sounds like common sense, but a good way to do it is take a dish that you already like that may not have beans and figure out how you can sprinkle beans in it. Because then it's already a habit. You don't have to build a new habit. It's just easy to get that right in. And it's also fun to experiment. So I get the pleasure of partnering with groups like North Harvest Bean Growers Association, and they have some great recipes they put out. And I'm actually here with Bush's Beans today.
Yes.
And they have pinto bean pecan pie bars.
How come we don't have any of those?
I will bring you some as soon as I'll go get you some of those. But again, it's just fun ways to use beans too.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the website right now, and now I'm going to start crying because I didn't realize those bars were over there. That sounds really good.
We can fix that. I'll bring some.
All right. Watermelon, corn, and bean salad.
Hits better in the summer than the winter, but yes.
I would not have ever thought about putting watermelon and beans together.
It sounds a little weird, right? But it actually works really, really well. And it's nice because the beans are adding that protein and that fiber. And so it keeps you nice and satiated. It also adds that creamy texture, a pop of color.
And that's on your website. I'm just looking, A Legume a Day. You got a really nice website, very colorful, very, very nice pictures.
Appreciate
you know, one
it.
Of the ones, and I don't even know if I would like it, but it looks really good, is lentil bruschetta pasta salad.
I really like that one. So if you've been to a Trader Joe's before, one of the really popular recipes at Trader Joe's is their bruschetta. It's really easy. It's literally you pick up three ingredients there, you toss it together. But I was talking to my mom, actually, and she was saying she likes to use that leftover sauce as a pasta sauce. And so you cook up whatever pasta noodles you want and add that. So, again, just there are so many ways that you can use them. And that's one of the reasons I like to travel and share that out.
I'm just going to throw out a few more recipes here because it's kind of fun to talk about. mashed potatoes with beans.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I'm sold on that one.
If you try it, I really think that you will be. I promise. So you can use something like a Great Northern, a white bean. You could also use something like a Mayakoba bean that's nice and buttery. But you have, you know, you can play around with ratios. But let's say you do 2/3 potatoes, 1/3 beans. You can do half and half.
But it's mashed in there. Because, like, the photo I'm looking at, I don't really even see the beans.
I promise you there are a ton of beans in there.
But it's just turned into mush.
You can hide it. Stealth health.
You probably would have gotten it by me. And, oh, these are great mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, ha-ha, it's like quarter beans or whatever.
It would be higher beans if it were my house, but yes.
don't make me laugh because that'll be the end of that. Another one for you. Pumpkin chocolate chip oat bars with beans. Nah, you can't be real about that. Come on now.
I'm 100% real. So one of the great ways to add beans is pureeing cooked beans into things. So making them dips, put them into baking. You've probably heard of bean brownies before, right?
Yeah.
There are bean brownies. There are bean blondies. There are beans into oat bars. I also have savory oat bowls with you can puree the beans into that, or you can add beans on top, like a savory oat bowl.
I'm going to send you to our website again. It's a great way. I think it's a great healthy diet. Legumeaday.com. And You should do like a newsletter or something. Sends like a recipe. Do you like it sends one every day? Or
oh yeah, no, it
often?
Doesn't. I have what I call my monthly-ish newsletter. But looking back, it turns out I sent it out only 3 times last year, so it's not quite monthly-ish. It, you know, it happens when it happens. But there's also there are science updates on there for fun, real updates about what's happening in nutrition health. Also, beans around the world. So okay. You know, here's how we eat beans in Japan. Here, well. When I was in Japan, how I ate.
Yeah, exactly. So, Chelsea, what are you doing here today? Obviously, with the Bush's Beans folks, and we're going to visit with them a little bit later on. But what are you speaking at all? Or are you just?
I'm not speaking. I'm here to support. Came out and just visiting with lots of new faces and also friends here, seeing what's happening in beans. This is just such an important area for beans, as you well know. So it's great to connect with the growers. Juan Osorno, good friend. He was just presenting updates on his bean research here, again, supporting Bush's, eating a lot of pinto pecan pie bars. Life is good.
Are you at other, like, trade shows, like egg shows?
Yeah, I do go to other shows. I think the next show that I'll be at that's in the U.S. is Natural Products Expo West, and I'm not presenting there, but it's interesting to walk the floor because there are lots of bean products, and it's interesting to see what's happening.
I want to flip that for a moment, and it's not surprising then that you would travel overseas because beans will be much more of a diet. Not
depending
that it isn't
country,
in the U.S.,
yeah.
but depending on the country, where are you? What for countries? Chelsea Denninger, again, it is a legumeaday.com, right?
Yes.
You can even flub it up on Google and you'll still get there. Chelsea, it's great to see you, and I hope to see you again.
Really great to see you, too. Thanks so much for visiting.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.